Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It is so great to have you with me today. If you're listening to this podcast, my guess is that you have some sort of dream that you want to pursue. There's some sort of product you want to create or a service that you'd like to offer or a business that you want to launch. But maybe you just haven't moved forward quite yet. Am I right? Okay, good. I thought so. I thought that might be you. You know, I also assume that if you haven't started it already, started whatever it is, or if you've gotten stuck along the way somehow, that you have a reason in your head that's holding you back. Now, another word for reason in my world, okay, is excuse. E-X-C-U-S-E. Yes, excuse. Not always, but very often, our reasons for not getting started or moving forward or launching something, our reason is simply a weak excuse. See if any of these sound familiar to you. When I have more time, when I have more money, when I get the support of my partner, when my kids don't need me as much, when my kids graduate from high school or college, and my all-time favorite, here we go, when I learn more. Now, as I work with online business owners, one of the most common reasons, or excuses I should say, for not moving forward with something is a lack of knowledge. Now, you may be thinking, well, I need to get a certification in fill in the blank, whatever it is, some sort of certification, some sort of, I don't know, some sort of thing that you put on the wall that backs you up and says you're legit. Or maybe you think, I need to take another course, another class. I need to learn how to blank, fill it in, whatever it is. And then I'll finally get started. Now, more often than not, though, these are just excuses that we use when we're feeling insecure or anxious. Maya Angelou says, the real difficulty is to overcome how you think about yourself. Let me read that again. The real difficulty is to overcome how you think about yourself. See, behind all of these reasons for not starting or not moving forward is a belief that we're not enough until we get that certification, get that next class, or whatever it is. Now, in these moments, I'll oftentimes ask a client, okay, at what point will you be enough? At what point will you be smart enough, experienced enough, have enough wisdom? Is it just one more class, one more certification, one more piece of knowledge? Will that feeling of not enoughness go away at that point in time? And if they're honest, they'll usually say, no, it probably won't go away. So here's the truth. In order to offer a product or service, you simply need to be one or two steps ahead of whoever you want to serve. Now, the key word here is serve. When you're taking your skills and life experience and you're offering it to your ideal client, it's all about helping them overcome a problem, take away a pain point, or experience a deep desire. When you do that, that is called service. It's not about performing to be good enough for someone to finally go, oh, yeah, I think they are whatever, fill in the blank, coach, consultant, a, you know, expert in whatever niche that you're wanting to serve. It's not about performing to be good enough. It's about serving people in some way. See, when I'm confident that I am here to serve, to help, and to encourage, my anxiety about knowing enough starts to fade. Why is that? Because I'm confident that my identity isn't rooted in my level of knowledge. My confidence comes from the fact that I am there to serve, And frankly, I'm always one step away from getting more information that I need. If someone asks me a question that I don't know the answer to, I'm really never concerned about that because I can always say, you know what? That's a great question. Let me get some more research. Let me get some feedback from some other people. And let me get back to you on that. You are always one step away from anything that you might need to know or learn. So I'm confident in what I have to offer, and I'm a lifelong learner who's always growing and refining my knowledge and skills. Do you see how that works? I'm confident in who I am right now, that I'm here to offer, that I'm here to serve, but I'm also a lifelong learner. I'm always going to be learning and growing. So one of the best ways that I have increased my knowledge and skills is actually in the process of serving other people. Yes, I've learned a lot before serving people, but it's when I'm actually learning something to serve people or in the midst of serving people, that's where amazing transformation has taken place in my life. 15 years ago, when I stood in front of 20,000 people in India to share spiritual truths and wisdom, I was overwhelmed. I'm like, who am I to get up here and share this in front of all these people? But you know what? I was there to serve, not to perform. I remember 12 years ago standing in front of a CEO of a multi-million dollar company and consulting her on the direction of their communications department. I was there to serve. I was nervous for sure, but I was there to serve. 8 years ago, when I was pacing around my office on the phone with a major nonprofit pitching them on their involvement in a documentary on sex trafficking in the United States, I was sweating profusely, but I was there to serve. And so I could keep going through numerous times in my life where I've been anxious, where I could have turned to that reason for not moving forward, for not making the call, for not saying yes, by saying to myself, well, I don't really know enough. I don't really have enough of a certification, or I don't have a degree in that. You guys, I don't have a degree in filmmaking, and yet I have produced and directed 4 award-winning films, 3 documentaries, and 1 scripted feature film. All 3 have gotten distribution. All 4 have gotten distribution, I should say. They're all on Amazon, and one of them was on Netflix for 2 years, and yet I don't have a degree in filmmaking at all. I have had a 6-figure marketing business for over a decade, and I don't have a degree in business or marketing, and I've never taken a class on either. Yeah, it's because I'm always growing and learning, and I'm moving forward, and I'm here to serve. Yeah, that's why I've been able to do what I do. And so the same thing is true at this very moment in my life and business. I'm in the process, literally right now, as I record this, January 2021, of leading our team at Inspiration Rising to launch this incredible resource to empower business owners to be able to create beautiful, engaging social media content in just 5 minutes a day. And I've never created something like this. I've never been a part of a team that's created something like this. And so I could come up with all sorts of reasons about not having enough knowledge, not having enough experience, but I didn't. You know why? Because I'm here to serve. I want to help online business owners grow their business, break through barriers, and have an incredible life in the process. It's just super fun for me to work with clients and do that and create resources that actually help. And so I'm here to serve, and I'm keeping on, learning and growing along the way. Now, the same thing can be true for you. You can get started today with whatever that thing was. When I first started this episode and saying, you've got this dream, this hope, this idea, this business, this side hustle that's been kind of rattling around you, but you've had a reason for not getting started. All sorts of reasons I listed. The main one that we're talking about today here is this idea that you got to learn more. You can get started today. Stop using your so-called reason as some sort of veil to mask the real issue. The real issue is more than likely insecurity, nervousness, anxiety. It's okay. We all feel those feelings. And so that's why I want to invite you to embrace your true identity. Your identity isn't found in what you know. It isn't found in your bank account, the clothes that you wear, the car that you drive, the house that you live in, the education you have. No. Your true identity, I believe, is rooted in three life-changing statements. Number one, you are inspired. The word inspire in Latin means to be breathed into life by the divine. That the divine breathed you into life, and because of that, you have inherent value. That your value comes from nothing else other than the fact that the divine created you and says that you are good. Yeah, so you're inspired. And number two, you're enough. That you will always be enough, no matter if you outwardly can't perform something because you don't have the skill yet. That is not your identity. Your identity is in the fact that you are whole and complete from the inside out. You don't have to do anything else to be enough. And then number three, you're loved. You are loved by the divine. You're loved by your family and friends. I know they don't always, express it perfectly or, exactly. That's okay. Embrace your true identity. You're inspired. You're enough. You're loved. And now, if you've got that as your true foundation, your true identity of life, and you're not putting your identity in all those other things that could be here today and gone tomorrow, now you can move forward with your dream, your hope, your desire, your idea, knowing that you're going to learn and grow so much along the way. And so you may not be able to launch whatever it is that you have in your head as big as you dream right now. That's the vision. That's the dream long term. But you can get started with one small step today. So I want to ask you, what is that one small step that you can take today that will propel you forward in creating that product, launching that service, starting that side hustle, whatever it is? Maybe it's adding a new product or offering in the business that you already have. What's the one small step that you can take to propel you forward today and not allow that reason, excuse of not knowing enough to hold you back? Hey, I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear what you're taking steps to create and do in your life. You can email me directly at david@insporising.com. Or you can text me 949-401-6090. You can contact me directly at either one of those places. And I want to hear, tell me how you're taking your first step. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to respond to you and I'm going to cheer you on. Why? Because I believe that you're inspired, you're enough, and you're loved. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor. Share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.